Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of me music features. I've got an absolute cracking one today. I'm down at the Hunt Lane Tavern in Chadderton, one of my locals, and I'm absolutely delighted to have been joined by Chris Connor, who is a Elvis Presley performer, but not just any old Elvis Presley performer. He's one of the best in the world, and I mean in the world. He's won awards, played gigs literally all over the world, America, Vegas, the whole bundle, and he's kindly come down to Chadderton to meet me today. He's a local lad from Royton, Chris, that's is right, it originally? Yeah. Great stuff. Thanks for coming down. Now, obviously, I've not met you before, so if you could just give me an idea, Chris, of how the whole Elvis impersonating kicked off. I mean,
oh yeah, to do this job, you really have got to be a fan, and it all started about 8 years ago. I worked in construction, and I got talked into to do it because I was an Elvis fan. We used to go in the local pub and sing a few Elvis songs on karaoke.
Which pub was that?
And I can't remember the name of it. I think it was in Groton.
Right, okay.
In Groton.
Okay.
So this guy talked me into doing it.
Yeah.
And I did. It went great. Mm. And I wanted to be a singer, but I always thought, you know, I was always brought up, you've got to have a proper job. Singing is a dream.
Right? Yeah.
Singing, you know, being in a band is a dream.
Mm. But you got paid 100 quid for that first gig?
Yeah, the first gig was 100 quid.
Presumably you got the taste for it then?
Yeah, because it's just started off as a bit of extra money. And like I said, you have to be a fan to do it. And I thought, if I want to do good at this, I need to put more effort in and take it more seriously.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And like I said, that was 8 years ago, which has gone from strength to strength, and now you're travelling the world doing it.
Yeah, I guess it's one of them things where you just get a bit of a reputation and, more popularity as it's just builds and builds, I guess, doesn't it?
It is, yeah. Elvis fans, you've got to be good to be accepted by Elvis fans. So the more effort that I put in and copying and mannerisms, stuff like that, the more people pick up on that. And the trick is to make it look natural, not to make it look forced.
Yeah.
And I think that's where my strength was. Like I say, they're calling all over the world now for it, which is amazing. I would never have thought in a million years, 8 years ago, that I'd be where I am now.
Because obviously this is your full-time occupation now, and when did it start to... When did you start thinking about having to pack your previous job in, maybe? Was it quite soon?
Yeah, it was quite soon, really, because I started to get a lot of bookings, and I thought there's no reason for me to carry on, because I worked in construction, and I was getting filthy every day, and you know, there's nothing worse than giving scarves out when your hands have got tarmac on them and things like that.
Right. You obviously played all over the world. I mean, can you give the listeners a bit of a flavour of where you've been and maybe one or two highlights?
Well, we have a show that tours up and down the UK. I've toured a 3-month tour in Europe.
Yeah.
I've done, I think it was a 2-week tour in Australia, travelling from one side to the other.
Yeah.
All over there. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to the Philippines.
Yeah.
Canada. I've done about 2 or 3 tours in Canada. And in America too.
Yeah, is there a favourite destination or place? Or
I like them all, to tell you the truth. I like travelling.
Yeah.
I like meeting new audiences and new people. And as long as it's warm.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the South Pole or the North Pole, anywhere like that.
But obviously you're pulling in the crowds as well. You're getting a couple of thou in. I mean, I think you told me before you played in front of 10,000, I think.
Yeah, that was...
Where was that at?
That was at Enschede in... in
Holland,
Holland, yeah, yeah. They have a festival every year, and they asked 2 years running for the world famous Elvis show to come out and to perform to perform in front of 10,000 people outside. It's like fantastic.
You've won awards as well.
Yeah, I've never been one for competitions.
Right.
I don't do things like that. I'd rather put my efforts into doing the show and giving fans what they want. But the Daily Telegraph, I mean, I didn't enter this. It was something that somebody sent me the paper and said, have you seen this?
Yeah.
The Telegraph had done research from around the world and given me and the show that we've put together they called us the greatest Elvis tribute show in the world, which is, there was other bands as well, like Beatles bands and a couple of others. So to be given that title by such a big newspaper was great.
Fantastic. So, can you give the listeners a bit of an idea of myself, of the set that you go through? I mean, how long do you, mean, is it sort of 70s type tunes from Elvis?
It's a two-hour show. Right. My favourite is probably Elvis from 1968 to 73.
Okay.
And we do all the songs from like early late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
That's what I prefer.
Yeah, and is there costume changes and things like that?
Yeah, we've got two costume changes, and when I take them off, they're well worn.
Yeah, yeah, really. Obviously, you're so in demand. You've got some big gigs coming up, particularly one that I've been told about at Bowlers, which is obviously not too far away near the Trafford Centre there. Maybe get a lot of local Elvis fans down there in, what date is it, the 23rd of July?
Yeah.
And you're putting on the world famous Elvis show there, Chris.
Yeah,
so
that's the first time that we've brought that particular show to the northwest, to Manchester.
Yeah,
that's the huge 15 piece band with screens. But this one's just different to the other shows that we've done. We've got the best Peter Kay tribute in the UK, and seen him, and he is hilarious. He's just like him.
Brilliant.
Really cracks me up.
Yeah,
because Bowlers, they like to do not like a two-hour show, they're like a full night.
So that's why we're
doing a lot more on this show.
Yeah.
So we've got Lee Ladd.
Yeah.
Ricky Aaron's award-winning rock and roll show. He's
a
guy that he's done Cliff Richard, Elvis Presley.
Right.
Shaking Stevens, he does all the rock and roll stuff.
Mm, mm.
So he's doing his part. And then we've got the world-famous Elvis show.
Yeah.
Well, which is a two-hour show.
Brilliant. And you do have your own backing band now called The Steels.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about them.
The Steels, they contacted me a couple of years ago and wanted to be my band. I listened to what they could do. They were Elvis fans, so they got the Elvis thing, and I met them.
Yeah.
They practiced a few songs, learnt and played them to me, and we've been together ever since. Yeah. That's why they call The Steels, because they're all from Sheffield.
Right, I see. Fantastic. So aside from the show at Bowlers, presumably your diary's pretty booked up, is it, Chris?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Can you give us an idea of what you've got coming up, mate?
Well, we're back in England now for a few months. The next time we go away will be in, I think it's October.
Yeah.
We're going back to Canada
right.
to do a two-week tour.
Mm.
Yeah. Over there, but for the time being, the shows are going to be in the UK.
Yeah.
Which I like doing shows at home.
Yeah, yeah. Is that sort of generally southern based, or are you sort of literally?
No, it's
Scotland, mainly, Wales, everywhere.
The north of England and upwards.
Right. I see.
I don't know why that is. It's just just where they seem to get the venues.
Yeah.
And we've done a few shows down south.
Yeah.
But being up north, that's wherever. So. Rather do them anyway.
So I mean, how long has this kind of act got a shelf life, Chris? I mean, do you think about the future and maybe two or three years time, right?
I think
will you still be as busy?
As long as I can still sing, move, and I still look all right as Elvis, I'll keep going. But I do know I don't want to be doing this when I'm like 60 or 70, I don't think it'll look right.
Mm.
Depends. I mean, 12 months time, I might suddenly age. I don't think so.
Yeah.
So I think as long as you can still do the job and you still look all right, keep going.
Do you get people sort of when you're walking down the street normally recognising you? Because I have to admit, I probably wouldn't have. I can see looking at you.
Yeah.
You know, but I wouldn't have sort of glanced if you had a double take in the street. Did you get that even in your normal everyday life?
I used to, because I used to have the, I mean, my hair's my own, and I used to have the real sideburns.
Right, so I see.
You used to get that all the time.
Mm.
But,
like,
if I went out for a meal, and people are going, hey, Elvis, and it's like, you get tired of it.
Mm.
So that's why I got rid of the sideburns.
I see. Right,
so now I don't get it.
Yeah, but obviously I've seen photographs of you, and when you're up on stage there, it's just uncanny, really, isn't it?
A lot of people have said that, which is...
Is it something you've worked hard on? Presumably you've worked hard on the look and the image.
Not really, no. It's just...
All right.
Make sure you're tanned.
Right. Make sure you don't get any grey hairs like me.
Yeah. I mean, dye my hair, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think it was more recognisable when I had the sideburns, but as soon as I lost the sideburns and I style my hair differently when I go when I'm not doing Elvis.
Yeah.
It's great.
And just a final question, I guess Oldham and Royton feel like a long time ago now. You live in South Manchester now, don't you?
But I guess
you still have family up
I'm up here at the moment. Mum and Dad are looking after the dog, so I'm up here for a few days. See my mates and reminisce on old times.
Fantastic. Okay, thanks, Chris Connor. That's been absolutely wonderful. Cheers, mate.
No.